The Supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about night prayers. رمضان تجلى وابتسم طبى للعبد إذا تنما أرضى مولاه بما التزما طبى للنفس بتقواها. At the first step, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 17th of the month of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 19th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we'll listen to chapter 73, verses 1 to 4 from the Holy Quran, and then the important point of it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhal muzzammil.
O you who wraps himself in clothing.
قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Arise to pray the night except for a little.
نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا.
Half of it or subtract from it a little.
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The tone of the opening verses of the blessed chapter reflects that the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is divinely called unto steadfastness and preparedness for an immense obligation acting upon which requires spiritual growth. He is urged to rise at night, since his foes are asleep at the time and people desist from following their daily routines, hence further preparedness for meditation and spiritual growth. Likewise, he is urged to recite the holy Quranic verses, since they include all the required lessons in this aspect. Recitation of the blessed verses is the best means of strengthening one's faith, steadfastness, fear of Allah Almighty, and spiritual growth. As I told you in this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about night prayer or Salatul Layl. As devout Muslims, we try to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any time we can. We try to seize the opportunity to build that relationship with the Almighty, and the best time for this is when we are exclusively on our own with Him. And that would be in the middle of the night, when everyone else is asleep. We have that quiet and calm and serene environment where I'm able to express my love and my building of relationship with the Almighty. And that's why it's so recommended to recite Salatul Layl, otherwise known as Tahajjud or Namaz-e-Shab. We have so many ahadith that speak about how good and beneficial this salah or prayer is, that it will give you knowledge, it will give you wisdom, it will illuminate your face, it will bring about sustenance. We even have a hadith that say that if you want to be a true Shia, then you need to be someone who prays Salatul Layl.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we are going to talk about the importance of Tahajjud prayer or Salatul Layl or Namaz-e-Shab. Tahajjud prayer ranks first and foremost in importance among all other optional prayers. Tahajjud means to abandon sleep so as to pray Salat, prayers. The Quran refers to it in Surah 17, verse 79, and says, "And during part of the night, abandon sleep and keep vigil to pray Salat, in addition to the regular obligatory prayers. Your Rabb, your Lord, may elevate you to the position of high distinction, glory and praise." The verse that I have recited for you, which prescribes Salat al-Layl, has been placed immediately next to the verse 18, which prescribes the regular daily obligatory Salats and prayers. Therefore, it underscores the great importance of Salat al-Layl. Although optional, Tahajjud is considered nearest to obligatory or wajib prayers. While advising Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet repeated three times, "Alayka bis salatul layl, alayka bis salatul layl, alayka bis salatul layl," which means, "Incumbent upon you, O Ali, is salatul layl." The hadith, this hadith actually underscores further the importance of salatul layl. Therefore, we should try never to miss it. There are many verses of the Holy Quran which talk about the importance of salatul layl. These verses describe it as the practice of the pious people and the means to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who wish to attain this nearness forgo a part of their sleep and wake up early to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrifice their sleep and comfort for the pleasure of reciting Salatul Layl. In many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins the rising by the night for glorification and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ, and in the night give him glory too, and at the setting of the stars. Chapter 52, verse 49. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam quotes from Imam Ali alayhi salam as saying that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who prays Salat al-Layl gets 24 kinds of benefits. I just like to name them very quickly. First, it secures Allah's pleasure. Second, makes friendship with angels. Third, is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Fourth, provides the means to pursue knowledge. Constitutes the root of our faith, keeps one physically fit, drives shaitan away, protects one from enemies, serves as a means of acceptance of one's du'as and good deeds, intercedes with the angels of death, lights up the grave, provides comfortable bedding in the grave, helps answering with ease the questioning of munkar and nakir in the grave, gives companionship in the grave, provides shelter on the day of judgment, crowns one on the day of reckoning, clothes one on the day of resurrection, provides one with light on the day of judgment, forms a barrier against the fire of hell and gets Allah's pardon on the day of judgment, increases the weight of good deeds on the scales, helps one crossing the bridge of Sirat without any difficulty, and forms the key to the paradise.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, which speaks about how to pray Salat al-Layl or night prayer. It's not difficult to pray Salat al-Layl, but the only thing you would need is good motivation. The closer you pray it to Salat al-Fajr, the more recommended it is. All up, there are 11 rak'ats that you were going to pray. 8 are called Nawafil, and they are 4 to rak'ah prayer, so 2, 2, 2-2. And after that, you have got a 2-rak'ah prayer. At the end, you have a 2-rak'ah prayer, Salatul Shafa. And at the end, you have a 1-rak'ah prayer called Salatul Vitr. And it's as simple as that. Let's say, for example, you've had a hard day. It's difficult. You won't be able to do all of this. Stick with Shaf and Vitr. Let's say you don't have time, just do the Vitr. You can also do it as Qadha during the day. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله. About the importance of night prayer, we can say that three things were obligatory upon the Prophet and that are recommended to all of us. One of them is night prayer, use of miswak, and rising early in the morning. Night prayer is a prayer full of virtue, and in Surah Muzammil and Mudathir, the recommendation was emphasized. In narrations, more than 30 virtues have been listed for night prayers, some of which are listed. Night prayers is the secret of a healthy body and the light of the grave. The night prayers will positively affect one's manners and etiquettes. Daily earnings and wealth keeps away sorrow and grief, tools of religion, the enlightenment of the face and the brightening of the eyes. Night prayers suppresses the sins of the day and is the light of the day of judgment.
You want the spirit of Laylatul Qadr to be in your room, in your house, every night, pray Salatul Layl. See the nur and the light that it will give you in your home. The hadith says when the believer on earth, he prays Salatul Layl, you know how on a dark night, if you've been out, outside the city, on a dark night you see the stars shining? It's beautiful, isn't it? You see all those stars. The hadith says the angels from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're looking at planet Earth. When the night sets in and the mu'min stands up to pray Salatul Layl, a light emerges from your house to the angels. They will see your house like a shining star. And they will say, Fulan, Ibn Fulan, he's praying. All the malaika, they do istighfar for you. Yes. The malaika of the arsh, they do istighfar. Allah mentions this in the Quran. This is not something I'm making up. Surah Ghafir, verse 7. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. Those who carry the throne, they are surrounding the throne, which are the angels. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. That's the first thing they do. They glorify God. They worship God. What is the next thing they do? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Can you imagine the rahmah of God? His most chosen angels, His pure angels, around His throne, Allah tells them, after you worship me and do the tasbih, I want you to do dua to the believers. Brothers and sisters, when you feel lonely in this life, because sometimes we feel lonely, right? Especially in our society. You feel like you're on your own. You're in your room, you feel lonely. The world is busy. You're in a different world. You feel lonely. Remember that the angels of the arsh are with you. They're doing istighfar for you. This is the Quran. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Isn't this beautiful? Keep this, to keep the spirit of Laylatul Qadr. Remember, on Laylatul Qadr, the angels, they come down on earth. They say salam to us. They have rahmah on us. But throughout the year, the angels from the arsh, they're doing istighfar for the believers, for those who pray Salatul Layl.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We are in the month of Ramadan, so please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam, dear friends. And today, on the 17th of Ramadan, the day when the Muslims emerged victorious in the first ever armed encounter imposed by the Arab infidels on Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us present to you a wise statement from the hero of the Battle of Badr, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, to his elder son and successor, Imam Hassan, peace upon him. Do not call to combat, but respond if you are called to it. For the provocateur is an oppressor, and an oppressor is to be fueled.
Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha. on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about fasting. As you know, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. This is a month in which we are obliged to fast. And of course, there's a lot of distinctions for this blessed month. It is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It is also a month in which the late Laylatul Qadr, the night of ordainment, occurs. A lot of distinctions. Obviously, this is a month in which the doors of heaven have been opened, and you know, it's a lot easier to for our fast to be accepted. And in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet speaks about one of the distinctions of fasting. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The fasting person is in constant worship of Allah, even when he is sleeping in his bed, as long as he does not backbite a fellow Muslim." Right. So if we're fasting, a lot of times when we're fasting, you know, obviously it takes a toll on our bodies, especially for a lot of us who are a little bit older. I remember when we were young and, you know, in adolescence, we would fast and, you know, we would do all the activities that we normally would do. We would go out there playing, we'd be playing basketball, going to school, playing football, you know, all the things. Nothing, it didn't really have an effect on us, fasting. But gradually as we grow older, you know, these small spiritual acts of worship, you know, they take a toll on a person's body, especially fasting, right? So a lot of times, you know, it's hard to resist the temptation to just go lie down and, you know, take a nap. A lot of times we might regret this, but, you know, feel like we are losing something as far as the opportunity to worship Allah while we're fasting is concerned. But in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad reassures us, and he says that even if you are take a nap, you're sleeping, this is counted as an act of worship if you're fasting. Provided, of course, that you haven't been afflicted with the sin of backbiting another Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad says, the person fasting, is in constant worship of Allah, even when he is sleeping in his bed, as long as he does not backbite a fellow Muslim. So this not only is this a distinction of fasting, but it also tells us how very wretched is the sin of backbiting, that it has this such a bad effect that, you know, it even cancels out this distinction of fasting. In any case, thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the distinction of fasting and how the fasting person is in constant state of worship of Allah, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص
انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all. Here we are with Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah, students of Sevier International School. So, brothers, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So today, inshallah, as you know, brothers, we will talk about Ayah 55, verse number 55 of Surah Ali Imran on page 57. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, let's everyone, along with our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now from all over the world, let's go and listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون
Nice recitation. I really enjoyed it. How about you?
Yes.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, do you hear us? How was it? I think they loved it, right? That was a nice recitation. Let's repeat, okay? Let's practice the recitation. We'll do it, okay? And of course, we will enjoy it as well, okay? Fawad? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا
إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا
ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة
ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة
ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون
ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله Nice recitation I really loved your recitation Did you love my recitation? Did you like it?
Yes
I hope so Okay إذ قال الله يا عيسى this ayah talks about how, like, Prophet Isa alayhi salam,
how do you say, was he disappeared? Like those who believe, like some people, like Christians, okay, they believe that he was, some Jews, for example, sorry, they believe that he was killed, he was crucified. The Jews, okay, they say like, yeah, people killed him. Yeah, he was executed. So this ayah talks about this, that no, Allah Almighty took him and took him to the heavens. Okay? Look, Allah Almighty says here, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى, when Allah Almighty said, okay, oh Jesus, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, I shall take you, okay, I shall take you, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, and I shall raise you up toward myself, وَمُطَهِّرُكَ, and I shall purify you, مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, of the calumnies of the faithless people, وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ, and I shall set those who follow you, فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, superior or above the faithless until the day of resurrection, إلى يوم القيامة, ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then to me will be your return, فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ, whereat I will judge between you, فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ, concerning that about which you used to differ. Okay? In another verse of the Quran, we have, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they didn't kill Prophet Isa alayhi salam. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they didn't execute, they didn't crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but instead they killed someone who became like the like who looked like Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Instead, Prophet Isa alayhi salam was taken to the heavens. Okay, he's alive, and then inshallah, before the day of judgment, when the luhur, when the faraj is gonna happen, inshallah, as soon as possible, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. So when Imam alayhi salam comes, Prophet Isa alayhi salam also comes, and he performs the prayer behind Imam Asr alayhi salam. Imam Asr alayhi salam will be the Imam of Jama'ah, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet, will what? Will do the prayer after our Imam. Okay, our Imam will lead the prayer, inshallah. Okay, so he is alive. Okay, guys, this was a wrong belief that the Jews, okay, they believed like they had killed. Yes, instead, Prophet Isa alayhi salam is alive.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. Inshallah, Tafasir books, inshallah, you will learn a lot about this, okay? About the principle of Raj'ah, okay? The resurrection, some of the people who have died, for example, or will come back to this world again, okay? They will be given life again. Or Prophet Isa, how is he gonna come? How Imam alayhi salam is gonna come? A lot of teachings are there that inshallah you can learn more. And mutawafika, this word has two meanings, okay? But now it is used as this meaning, that taking someone, okay? Raising someone, taking someone up, catching. But it also means what? To give death to someone, make someone die. But it doesn't have that root. Based on root, if you look at the dictionary, mutawafika here, it means I shall take you, okay? It doesn't mean I will make you die. Some of the scholars have translated this, which is wrong, okay? According to the tafsir, Shia tafsir that we have. Okay, we'll move on to the tajweed rules, important tajweed rules. We'll mention them, inshallah. Then we will end the session. Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, Fawad, let's move on. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ إِذْ ذَال, right? Yes. Let's pay attention to the pronunciations of some of the letters. ذَال, قَاف, yeah. Next one.
هَا,
and عَيْن, next one. عَيْن, هَمْزَة, را
yeah.
طا مطهرك طا من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم ف إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون خا. So these letters are important.
Also, all right? Yes.
Yes.
So let's move on now. If qala qaf is important, and also it has a heavy sound. How do you say it? Fawad? If
qala
qala. Good job. If qala. So lam has a fatha. Next word is the word Allah. The letter lam and the word Allah is concerned. How do you say it, Ali Nasir?
إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ
أحسن. The letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. Allahu. Ya Isa. Isa has alif mad. And the next word starts with hamza. Inni. Hussein, is the mad wajib here? Do you have to stretch the sound? Is it a must?
No.
No, you are allowed to do it, right? Uh-huh.
Yes.
Isa. Inni. Or... Isa inni, right? Nun mushaddad, Fawad, Hassan. Nun mushaddad, nasal sound, yes? Inni. Okay, next one. Mutawaffika wa rafi'uka. Hassan, read it. Wa rafi'uka, heavy sound on ra.
Wa rafi'uka.
Ahsan. Ra has a heavy sound. Ilayya wa mutahhiruka. Mutahhiruka has a heavy sound, right? ومطهرك من الذين كفروا has an U sound وجاعل الذين اتبعوك الذين نون with a فتحة. Next word starts with Hamza al-Wasl, right?
Yes.
You gotta skip
yes.
Hamza al-Wasl. الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين فوق ق فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة. No special rule. Oh, everything is easy here. ثم تلت الثاء. إلى يوم القيامة. Yeah, Fawad mentions a good point. إلى يوم القيامة. قياماتي it is. But when you stop تامر, what it changes to? ساكنها. Good job. قيامة. Thank you, Fawad is so genius. Okay. Sila tells you
better to continue.
But you can stop here. Thumma ilayya marji'ukum. Marji'ukum. Ra has a heavy sound. Marji'ukum. Yes. Fa'ahkumu baynakum fima kuntum.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Hide the sound of noon. Nun sakin plus ta, ikhfa, hayda sam. Kuntum fihi takhtalifun. When you stop here, stretch the sound. Takhtalifun. That's all. So, we mentioned, alhamdulillah, the important tajweed rules. We had a short explanation, but I want you, inshallah, for more explanation and details, refer to the tafsir books. Okay? Tafsir Namuna, Tafsir Majma'ul Bayan, Tafsir Majma'ul Bahrain, Tafsir. We have Nur, a lot of Tafsir al-Mizan we have, so you can refer to them and study. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio. And we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Fawad, Hassan, Ali Nasir, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. Any questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
That's all from us for today. See you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bi dhikrika 'asha qalbi. وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight. وبمناجاتك, and through your prayers I hold communion with you, easing the pain of fears that torment me. Regarding this, we have explained that the spirit of different forms of worship is the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, and it is the Allah that says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, and I will remember you. And even the Holy Quran says that we have different two mu'mins that they stay in remembrance of the Almighty Allah in all conditions. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ. This means that these people whom neither trading nor bargaining distracts from the remembrance of Allah, they are engaged in trading. They are engaged in business and interactions with the people. But God is the one who is always present in their minds. Nothing makes them neglectful of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In describing such believers, God said to His apostle during the night of ascension, ثُمَّ يُقَالْ لَهَا كَيْفَ تَرَكْتِ الدُّنْيَا فَتَقُولْ إلهي وعزتك وجلالك لا علم لي بالدنيا، أنا منذ خلقتني خائف منك. فيقول الله: صدقت عبدي، كنت بجسدك في الدنيا وروحك معي. This means that you, O my apostle, you speak the truth. My servant, your body was in this world, but your spirit was with me. So, if ever the true believer pays attention to the world, it is a superficial attention because of the lack of an alternative, but the heart is heedful of God. If ever he pays attention to the blessings of this world, it is because they are a gift of his beloved to him. So that's the kind of perspective, that's the kind of approach a true mu'min has towards the material and physical blessings the Almighty Allah has given him.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So the awliyaullah are not only heedless of the material enjoyments in this world, but they are also in hereafter as well, while the average believers enjoy the divine blessings, they are in int their Lord. In a hadith Qudsi on the Prophet's night ascension, it is stated, وَإِذَا تَلَذَّذَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِالطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ تَلَذَّذُ أُولَئِكَ بِذِكْرِي وَكَلَامِي وَحَدِيثِي. While the dwellers of paradise enjoy heavenly food and drink, they enjoy my remembrance, my words, and my narration. So the heavenly food and drink are far superior to their worldly counterparts, and those who have a strong determination disregard the unlawful enjoyments of this world so as to enjoy them. Yet those who have savored the sweetness of attention to God and intimacy with him do not pay attention even to that heavenly food and drink. Even if sometimes these believers enjoy something other than intimacy with God, they seek his forgiveness. In his litanies, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to God, وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ مِنْ كُلِّ لَذَّةٍ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِكَ. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from you for every pleasure but remembering you. وَمِنْ كُلِّ رَاحَةٍ بِغَيْرِ أُنْسِكَ. Every ease but intimacy with you. وَمِنْ كُلِّ سُرُورٍ بِغَيْرِ قُرْبِكَ. And every happiness but nearness to you. Every occupation but obeying you. So it is his remembrance that they always try to have in their hearts. Now the question is, What have they found in his remembrance that they do not pay attention to other pleasures? The answer to this question can be sought from the verse, "Remember me and I will remember you." فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. And it is expressed in a clearer term in the Hadith Qudsi. أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 70 مَرَّةً. I look at them 70 times a day. And this is actually the very thing they have found in the remembrance of God, their beloved's attention towards them. May Allah provide us and you with this kind of remembrance by His will. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
And every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Kalaw Islam Page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. We have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of fate and destiny and what is Islam's views regarding this concept. Some people say that the future of their actions or the future of their lives is predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the need to, for example, do good deeds, or if it is going to be a negative and fully bad life, so what is at all the need to do and to go towards perfection? First of all, talk a little bit about the concept of fate and destiny in Islam. Does Islam reject or accept this concept?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.